Steve, we're here at the Tech Edmonton Innovation Makes Sense Award Ceremony today, and you were up on stage a couple of times for patents and also for your spin-off company. Yeah. Could you please tell me what the patent awards are?
There are two patents. One was on a method to take carbon dioxide out of hydrocarbon streams in an energy effective way. The other was a material patent, a composition of matter patent on an adsorbent. It's an adsorbent that we call RPZ. It has a very tunable pore size. We've been using it to separate things like nitrogen from methane. We're also looking at it to separate oxygen and nitrogen, but it's kind of a second generation of adsorbents to separate nitrogen from methane. We think that it has a lot of potential in turning landfill gas and potentially biogas into usable fuels economically.
And you also have a spin-off company from this.
Well, we put together a company called Extraordinary Adsorbents to bundle together a number of different materials that we have intellectual property on and try to find a manufacturer. I think we have found one in the U.S. I asked them a week ago if I could use their name. They said they'd rather not right at this point. But I think we're within 4 or 5 weeks of getting a deal to move these things from the laboratory to commercial, i.e. multi-ton stages.
Well, one of the things that I found quite exciting is the potential for this to do nuclear decontamination.
Yeah, some of the things we make adsorb noble gases. Noble gases are things like radon, xenon, and krypton. Most people think of them as inert. They're not. We can pick up trace levels, and often these are the worst components of what's generated in nuclear power or medical isotope generation. And we actually have kilogram-sized cartridges on a couple of reactors in Europe right now, and it may turn into a significant business.
So is this something that you can actually make here in Edmonton or in Alberta?
We do. Yeah, we do.
What would be the economic potential then?
I don't want to cut off my own throat, but nuclear things are very high value added. I mean, after you turn off the microphone, I'll tell you what we charge people for these things.
Well, it sounds like it has a really high potential.
If it were honest to God to go all the way where it could go, it would be a multi-billion dollar thing.
So what's next for you?
God, if I knew, I'd be bored. I don't, honest to God, know. I love what I do. I've always loved what I do. I may be the only person you'll ever meet. I've never worked on anything in my entire life that I didn't originate. But what's next? One of the most important things is taking materials that have been generated over the last 7 or 8 years and getting them out into the world. I've been doing this about 10 and a half years. Before that, I was in industry in the U.S. for 23 years. I had the wonderful experience of several times taking things from idea stages out into the real world. What I'm really doing with the spin-off company is packaging together the inventions we've made here in the last 7 or 8 years and trying to get them to the manufacturing stage, trying to get them out beyond sampling, you know, out into the real utilization phase. That's really my goal for the next 2 years.
And what part did Tech Edmonton play in this?
They have been very helpful, as I especially wanted to note up there. Jay Kumar has been especially helpful. It takes years to get something from an idea through testing, through manufacturing, and they've had patience to work with me throughout this. They've been encouraging. They've been a partner in they're a partner in this new venture. I can't thank them enough. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd be down in the U.S. inventing something, I think, if it hadn't been for Tech Edmonton.
Congratulations on the patents, and thank you very much.
Thank you.